All right. Hi. Thank you all for coming. I know it's been a long convention. So if anyone nods off, I'm not going to take it personally. These guys nod off, I might take it personally. You guys nod off, it's okay. Hi, my name's Ilanka Dunin, and I have been coming to DragonCon forever and speaking on multiple things. And one of my hobbies is that I write articles on Wikipedia and edit articles. I'm also one of the volunteer administrators. And I have some slides, but while putting this together, I was contacted by these two gentlemen who are also interested in Wikipedia. Before they start talking, I want to ask, is anyone else here, how many people here have read an article on Wikipedia? Okay. How many people here have ever edited an article on Wikipedia? You tried. Okay, we're going to give you tips to you know, see if we can improve the success rate there. Malicious blanking counts. Absolutely. How many people here have tried to create an article on Wikipedia? Okay, did it stick? Yours did not. Well, yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Hang on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, yeah. We have a microphone that you speak into the box.
All right. Well, I intentionally created a false article just to see how quickly the Wikipedia editors would go through and edit the article or remove it, just to test, because teachers talk about how anyone can edit anything on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to test it myself.
And how long did the article stick?
The article lasted for about 10 minutes.
Okay, good. And was there one other person who created an article here? I saw those two hands go up.
I created one of myself out of same curiosity, but since I have, I forget what the grounds were, how they worded it, because I have no significant contribution to society or...
No assertion of nobility.
Notability.
That's more what I was going for, that I don't have a significant contribution, that I don't have something that somebody should know me for. Not that I'm worthless. That's not what I meant. But.
Everyone has value, but not everyone's value has been noticed in outside media. And it's a common misconception about Wikipedia that it's for putting all public knowledge, but in actuality, a better way to describe it is to summarize things that have already been published.
8 minutes.
8 minutes. So yes, and I would say, I haven't looked at the exact numbers this month, but last time I counted, Wikipedia has about 1,500 new articles created per day. About half of those are deleted within 24 hours. So your experience is not unusual. Many of those articles are, just as these gentlemen did, are tests. But many articles are also created in what's called good faith, but still get deleted anyway. And sometimes they should be deleted because they're just poorly written. And other times people just get kind of caught up in the chaos that is Wikipedia. There's an old Charlie Chaplin movie, I think called Modern Times or something, where he's working on a conveyor belt and he's tightening widgets. And he just tighten, and then he kind of goes crazy and he's just tightening widgets everywhere he goes. And on Wikipedia it can be like that, because as administrators sometimes we're going delete. And then something goes by that shouldn't be deleted, and bleary-eyed and accidentally, or we don't research it as well as we should have, and delete, and it goes on. And it shouldn't happen, but there's just so many thousands of articles coming through Wikipedia that it does happen. So what I'm hoping to do as part of this talk is to discuss some of the reasons that it happens and discuss ways to keep your article from getting swept away, so to speak, how to put paperweights on it so it doesn't get caught up in the maelstrom. But let me have these two gentlemen introduce themselves, and then we will go on.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm Tim Suda. Username is TL Suda. I've been on Wikipedia for about 8 years now. And I am currently an admin. Unlike Ilanka, who is a fantastic content creator, I primarily do technical behind-the-scenes stuff. 98% of what I do goes unnoticed by 100% of the people. Mostly work in the file namespace and lots of technical things, deletions, lots and lots of deletions. Like she said, so most of them are good, but sometimes some bad ones fall through, and then we fix.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's permanent on Wikipedia. Nothing's permanent.
Great. Nothing's permanent, right. Good or bad.
Okay.
So, my name is Lee Anderson. This is my third year at DragonCon. First
first year participating in any panels. My day job, I am an analyst for the Boeing company. In my spare time, I am a volunteer for a 501c3 nonprofit called the Patriot Guard Riders. It's a 100% volunteer, federally recognized organization that shields families at funerals for fallen heroes, first responders, and honorably discharged veterans. And part of the reason why I reached out to participate in this panel is because our organization had a back and forth with the ongoing back and forth with the administrators of Wikipedia regarding the article that our organization had listed online, and there the big contention was whether or not our organization was a motorcycle club or not. And you know, just to summarize, you know, the question that I posed to the administrators is, how can I be a member of a motorcycle club if I do not own a motorcycle?
So, okay, I would ask for one small change. When you say with the administrators of Wikipedia, yeah, I will say we do not speak with one voice. A much better way of describing it is it's like a hive mind, and there are some consistencies here, but even if you get some consistencies here, it can be horribly inconsistent in another part of the project, and rules that will be just followed to the letter, to the punctuation mark in one topic area will be, now it's fine in another topic area on one day, and then another day that people will be following the rules very strictly. And there are administrators are people, and they're all volunteers, and some are better at being administrators than others are. I haven't looked into your particular situation yet, but I'm glad you're here. We can definitely discuss this.
Neither of us were involved with that situation.
Yeah.
It was other administrators.
Right. There's currently how many articles on English Wikipedia? 330? Hang on, I got a slide here somewhere. Okay, that's the main page. That's a discussion page. Every page also has some page history, just kind of very briefly. I know most of you know this, but for any page, we can go in and we can look at the history and see every single edit that has been made to that page ever. There's like a 0.001% of edits that we cannot see, like if somebody does a stupid edit and puts someone else's phone number or home address. Those can be what's called oversighted and removed, so they don't even show up in the history. But it's a very rare occurrence. Also, we can look at each edit and see exactly what was done, what is what we call the diff between this edit and that edit, and we can see who did it and when they did it and exactly what they changed. So let me see. Wikipedia, founded 2001, about 8% of the internet visits Wikipedia. Oh, there we go. Over 30 million articles total on all the language Wikipedias with hundreds of thousands of readers. In the English version, last I counted, which was last year, there were over 4 million articles with, as I said, about 1,500 new articles created per day and about half deleted per day. This is a size comparison between Wikipedia and some other large sites around the internet, such as Google and Facebook. The main thing to notice is the numbers of users will be in the hundreds of millions for all of them. However, if you look at the revenue, you know, Google, 23 billion, Wikipedia, 20 million, and employees. Google has 24,000. Wikipedia, as of last year, had under 100. And also, we have many, many fewer servers. So it's really very much a volunteer-run organization. Some employees, some budget. But often people think that there's a large conglomerate running Wikipedia, and it's not. It's absolutely not. For a size comparison, also people think Wikipedia is like bigger than the biggest library. It's not. If you were to take every article on the English Wikipedia and print it out, and print it on really thin paper with really fine print, sort of like you have in an Encyclopedia Britannica, that's roughly the size comparison. So think about being in a big university library and like you've got two rows of stacks of books. That would be about the size of Wikipedia. But it has an amazing impact around the world. It's growing very rapidly, continuing to grow. Some people argue about whether it's starting to level off or not, but the number of articles just keeps coming in. You can also get very specific stats at this website called stats.grok.se, where you can go in and you can type in any article name, and you can see exactly how many hits it's getting per day. So some of the articles, like this particular article I did, was Jerusalem, which is getting thousands, or at the time I did the snapshot, was getting thousands of visits per day. But you can go to many other articles in Wikipedia, and they're getting like one or two hits per day. So it's something to keep in mind when something's going on, that though it feels like, oh my God, the world is watching this article, it's actually, it might be fairly quiet around there. Also, we have this thing called eventualism, and we have this thing called there is no deadline. People, oh, you know, we have to do the article, and we have to do it now. Well, Wikipedia has been around for many, many years, and even if you get an article exactly the way you want it today, chances are it's going to continue to grow and morph and change over the years. Just very briefly, with the different language Wikipedias, each language tends to have a different set of topic areas that it's interested in. So on the far left, this is people at the English Wikipedia. So the light green bar, I don't know if you can see the text all the way back there, is pop culture. And then above that is geography, current events, history and historical figures, culture and the arts, sex, and other. And then in the Chinese Wikipedia, which is the next one over, you can see that sex is, there's a few more people that are looking for information about sexual topics on the Chinese one. Japanese, they're barely interested in the sexual topics. Mainly they want pop culture from their Wikipedia. And so it goes. The next one is the French one, and it's sex is zero. It's not even listed, which I found very interesting. So it's French and German, Russian, Spanish. And then the last column is HI. What's HI? Anyone remember?
Hindi.
Hindi? Okay, Indian. So for them, the culture and the fine arts, geography, science and tech, history and historical figures, sex, politics, health, and religion going up. So another common misconception about Wikipedia is that what's in the articles is decided by this body, by academics, and it's not. It's very much decided by consensus. This was a decision early on in the project. So if there's a dispute, it's expected that the editors involved with that article are going to come to a consensus. And one way to describe this is like the pizza principle, meaning if we're all together, what kind of pizza? I want mushroom, I want pepperoni. You can't decide. Well, you get a pizza and it's half mushroom and half pepperoni. And generally, articles on Wikipedia follow that kind of principle. If there's a dispute, the article is not intended to decide the dispute, but to describe the dispute. So if there's any significant points of view, they are included in the article, and that's of what's of best interest to our readers, because then they can see, oh, well, some sources say this and some say that. Now, if a dispute cannot be resolved, there's a dispute resolution queue. You can escalate things. If the editors cannot resolve it, they can ask for opinions from other editors, get a third opinion. They can do what's called a request for comment. They can go up to something called mediation. And if all else fails, there's the arbitration committee, ARBCOM. This is an elected committee by the members of the community, usually about 10 to 14 members, again, all volunteers, who have a ton of work in front of them, because they handle the disputes that no one else can figure out a way to resolve. And they have a very elaborate process that they go through. You pick a topic that you think should be heard by the arbitration committee. It goes on to a proposal page, and then the community, everyone who cares about it, goes in and posts a statement about whether or not they think the committee should review this. And it can take months, sometimes several months, but they're getting better about it. Again, these are all volunteers, and they will not decide article content. I have to repeat this because many people still think that the arbitration committee will decide which way the article will be, but they will not. They will only rule on user conduct. So what they will do is they will look at the behavior of the editors who are working on a particular article to see if those editors are operating in good faith, if they're following Wikipedia policies, do they have proper sources, are they treating other editors with respect. Any editor that does not appear to be operating according to Wikipedia policies, what they'll probably do is say, you are no longer allowed to edit that article or this topic area. And that removes an influence from the article and hopefully allows the other editors that are there that are abiding by policy to come up with some sort of a consensus. You guys want to add?
I've heard it ARBCOM likened to the Supreme Court. It's a similar type of structure set up. To kind of give you a better understanding, it's very messy. It's very long-winded. Most people don't want to get to that point.
Right.
You want to resolve any issues before you get to that point because it can be painful at times. We have one of the most frequently cited policies I've seen is called Boomerang, and it's where you may think another user is acting inappropriately, and then when you start bringing it up, you actually show that you are also acting inappropriately, so you throw that boomerang and then you hit yourself in the head.
Right.
And get yourself in trouble at the same time.
Right.
So most users try to avoid it if at all possible.
Whenever making a complaint about any editor on Wikipedia, it is essential that your own act be clean. You know, if someone's been cursing and you lose your temper and you curse back at them, ARBCOM's not going to care who did it first. They're just going to see two editors that are cursing. Okay, both of them. And let's let other civil editors go on and work on that article now. So no matter what goes on, stay calm. Stay calm and try to focus any discussions you have on the article and not the other editor. Sitting on a talk page and saying you're wrong and you're wrong because your parents taught you wrong and you live in the wrong part of the country, it's going to have no benefit whatsoever to the article. But arguing such that, say, I think the article should say XYZ and here's a source, that's a good argument. Somebody else may still come up and say, well, no, it should say ABC and here's my sources. And then you got to go back and forth and you got to start analyzing sources and debating reliability of sources. And there's ways to escalate that as well.
Yeah. Okay. Hindsight being 2020, we probably could have requested some type of mediation or prior to it being drawn out for so long. But what it boiled down to is that the organization that I belong to, that the article was written about, grew so rapidly, so quickly, similar in to Wikipedia, mm-hmm. that in the early days there weren't a lot of citable sources. And with those citable sources, a lot of times the authors of the news articles that were written, they just went by third party. They didn't do a whole lot of due diligence as part of their articles. And so in the early days, there were several who would write the Patriot Guard, a motorcycle club, nationwide motorcycle club. And one of the issues that we were having with the administrators is, or the editors slash Wikipedia administrators, some of them were based in Britain, and this is an article about an American organization, a U.S. organization, and in the process of editing the article, they were taking a worldwide view of the definition of a motorcycle club, which, according to them, a person can be a member of a motorcycle club in Britain and not own a motorcycle. Whereas the American view, the American culture behind motorcycle clubs is you have to own a motorcycle to be a member of a motorcycle club. And there are several other issues, but if anybody here is familiar with the television show Sons of Anarchy or true American motorcycle clubs around the country, motorcycle clubs are extremely territorial, and they have a very dim view of people who claim that they're a member of a quote-unquote motorcycle club when they haven't been officially gone through what's called a prospect period and other items. So that was one area of contention, is it was a U.S.-based organization, but they were taking the worldwide view to the definition of it. And then, even though they were presented with multiple news sources which stated that the Patriot Guard was not a motorcycle club, they kept going back and saying, well, yes, but these early articles say that you were, so therefore you are. And so it got to the point where in the talk page, I had to, my argument to them was that it kind of goes on the burden of proof, is if you know, if I say I'm an alien, an angel, or Satan himself, I have to prove it. If you say that I'm an angel, Satan, or an alien, I can't prove to you that I'm not one of those. The burden of proof is on you to prove that I am an alien. You have to show that evidence. And that's where it came full circle back to where I stated, you know, I've never owned a motorcycle before, so how can I be a member of a motorcycle club? And so finally, after a couple of years of back and forth.
Yeah, there's years of discussion here, right?
Yeah, so after a few years of back and forth, they finally stated, okay, some news articles claim, you know, cite that the organization is a motorcycle club, but the organization itself states that they aren't, that it's more of a means of communication nationwide to organize the activities of the organization. And so that, after more than 2 years of back and forth, we received that compromise, I guess is the best way to put it, and so we're happy enough with that decision that now it seems we can move forward beyond that. But
things have stabilized.
Right.
The articles. Yeah. And articles are never completely stable.
Right.
But what I like to think about when there's a dispute is that if there is a dispute and the article gets clogged, and it's almost like a clog in a blood vessel. Whereas a healthy article, it's like the editors are going by and it's like the bloodstream going by. They're bringing new information. They're taking away bad information. And so an article in a state of what's called healthy editing, things are going in and out and in a very smooth fashion. But when there's a dispute, someone will change the article to A, and then someone else says, no, it's B, and then they change it to A, and then they change it to B. And then there's a policy called 3RR, which means if you revert an article three times in 24 hours, you're blocked from the project for a day or two. Just kind of take a break. So, and then someone will come back, and most people, once you've been blocked once, and there's a subtlety between blocks and bans, but once you've been blocked once, okay, I'll revert, okay, stop, take a break, go to discussion, but someone like, no, gotta revert, you know, and they just get blocked again and again and again. And if they keep violating what's called the 3RR policy, eventually they're going to lose longer and longer access to Wikipedia, or they're going to be completely banned from an article or from a topic area. You look like you have a question, throw her the box.
Box.
Speak into the box, please.
What exactly is revert?
Sorry?
Revert.
Revert. Mm-hmm. So let's say that an article says the shed is green, and someone comes in and they change the article to say the shed is red. And then someone else comes in and then change it to say it's green. The other, no, it's red. So each time they save it, and now they're reverting that article to what it to an earlier version. You can go in, they haven't tried to change it to something, a compromise. They're just trying to revert it to what it said before. That's revert. Now someone, if they go green, red, and someone says, comes back and says, the shed is sometimes green and sometimes red, that's not a revert. They're trying to find a compromise. Or the shed is a color where that is under dispute by modern sources. And that's a compromise. But if they just give them green, red, those are reverts.
And it's so unhealthy to do that for an article. You know, if you get to that point ever, you need to take the discussion to the talk page and talk to the other editors about it. Going back and forth doesn't solve anything. Sometimes if it goes on too much, we'll just lock down an article and make it where only certain people can edit it.
It's called
protecting. Administrators, whatever it may, whatever we may need to do. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it happens way too often.
Yeah. So with the article you're talking about, Patriot Guard Riders, I was not the administrator on this article, but if someone would have like gone to the administrator notice board and said, help, we have a dispute, we need a neutral administrator, and if I said, okay, I got nothing to do for the next 2 weeks, then I might, because these things are slow, okay, they're slow,
true.
slow. Think of it like chemotherapy or something. So the first thing I would do is I would come in and go, okay, this is a topic I don't know about. Now, I'm not going to take it upon myself to learn about the topic. As an administrator, that's not my job. My job, I'm like a mop and bucket person. I know there's a mess, so I'm going in to see what is the mess. So I'm going to go from the article, I'm going to look and see is it in a revert war. If it's not, okay. I'm going to go over to the talk page. And now these are, so, and you guys can probably see what I'm doing. is the first thing I did is I came in and I looked and I check, okay, first of all, are there any archives to the talk page? No, everything that's here is all on one page. I don't see any archives. And then I looked at the contents for the different discussions that were going on. I look and I see and it always starts at the top as the oldest and then goes down. And I see that the oldest one, this is from 2006, this page really needs archiving.
Yes.
So, and then I was scrolling down and looking for where the dispute is going. So I start looking for a thread that's just getting really long or where there's hot language going on. 2007.
Or big blocks of text.
Yeah, yeah. Big walls of text.
Generally a good sign. There's a
exclamation theme. Points, bolding. You know, as soon as people start highlighting things. And okay, now I'm getting into 2010. So each post, and the way it works, somebody posts something and then the next person indents it and then they post their name and the date they did it. Okay, so now we're into 2010. Okay, and now I'm seeing, okay, reliable sources. People are starting to argue about sources. Next thing I'm going to do as administrator is I'm going to see who's participating in this. So I'm going to go up, and I've got these tools called pop-ups. So when I hover over someone's name, I get a little bit of it. This is the top paragraph on their user page. And what's really exciting to me is these numbers down here, which shows their permission levels. Are they an administrator or not? This person is not. How many edits do they have? 41,000 edits. Okay, established editor. They've been editing since 2009. Gives me a quick snapshot of whether or not they're an established editor or a new editor. Then I come down here, red name right there. This is not an established editor. All right, and let me scroll down a little so it shows up properly. All right, so I hover over this person. 10 edits, no permissions, 10 edits since 2010. So this doesn't necessarily mean to ignore what they say, but it does tell us that they're new to the project, they probably don't know our policies, and possibly they've been invited to come in and participate in this discussion because somebody said, I got to go change something on Wikipedia and I need help, and we're getting editors unaware of our policies. I'm not saying this happened, I'm just saying this is the process I go through. Then I go to the next one, biker, I already know. Okay, so I know biker, just cruising by, I already know biker, okay, biker and just cruising are getting into discussion. Tedder, who's Tedder? Tedder, SysOp, administrator. 56,000 edits since 2005. Now, by the fact that they're administrator, I know they've gone through a vetting process. They should be aware of our policies. So right now, my first thing is not to give what they say more weight necessary, but to hold them to a higher standard. They better be speaking calmly and civilly and quoting policies, and if they're not, they're going to get in a world of trouble.
And they need to be doing it in a way that doesn't attack, or we use the word bite, the new editors.
Right. Yeah, and they should be saying things in a neutral manner, which may or may
not
be being perceived as neutral. Okay, so let's see, what does Tedder say? Tedder says he quotes reliable sources, that's an important policy, and then he's diffing some things that people have said. Oh, he's linking to other sources. Wikipedia articles are not owned by the organization, they reflect what common usage, for instance, see the naming policy for article titles. Okay, so this was at 1527 on November 30th, and then there's a long post. Okay, and here's someone, Dee Bratland. Is that, I don't know if you know who that is. Okay, Dee Bratland, I need to scroll down so I can see, has two edits, and
that's for a trick, you have to look Dennis Bratland up.
Okay, all right, so let's go. Still only seeing two edits. Users, contributions. Okay, there we go. There's more. All right, so there's more stuff there.
People have started doing that for some reason.
Yeah. All right.
Like
it screws things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so his first thing is he's saying that's how it is, period, doesn't convince me of anything. Language, well, not, okay, so now I know he's a participant. Then we have H. Tom, who's Otter Smith. And so I'm going through, okay, since 2006, but only 2,000 edits. And so this is what I'm the first thing I'm doing is getting a sense of who's participating, what are they saying. Oh, here we got somebody in bold. All right, and then verifiability, not truth. All right, Wikipedia, and then, so this would be a lot to read. There's a lot going on here. Okay, all right, so people are offering more sources. Do these qualify as verifiable sources? And then Tedder said, I added the sources that are reliable, all right, references. So now there's a debate about which sources are allowed to go into the article. which is typically how a dispute's going to go. So overall, as disputes go, this seems to be a fairly civil one. I realize it's frustrating for the people involved.
And very drawn out.
Yeah. And
still
then
it's been handled well so
right.
far.
Yeah. So, and it did go on for a long time and a lot of bolding. And probably what I would do, again, as an administrator, I'd scan through this and I would see if there was anything from 2014, but it looks like the debate kind of wound down in September 2012?
Yeah.
Okay. So if someone called me to the article now, my first reaction would probably be to post saying, hi, I'm taking a look at the article, but things look calm. Do you guys still need help? And then I would just wait a day or two and see if anybody responded. Maybe it would be like, you know, I had just hit the flashpoint and suddenly five people come pouring into it and say, yeah, this sucks, and you blah, 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 blah. Or there would just be nothing, in which case I've got 3 million other articles that I can go work on. So, case study.
Right. So, kind of as a separate item, actually I was having a conversation with a gentleman on an elevator today, you know, checkout day of everything. Turns out he's an author, and I told him that I was going to be participating in the Wikipedia panel this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yeah, there's an article out there with me, and there's a lot of stuff that's incorrect on it.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But they won't let me change anything because I'm considered a primary source.
Oh.
And so the thing is that some, you know, and we only had a conversation for a minute and a half, so mm-hmm. I don't know the whole story behind mm-hmm. it. But it appeared, you know, it sounded as though the information that's being listed in the article is stuff that's not necessarily like nobody's written a news article about it, so there's not a whole lot of citable sources to correct the information.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's the subject of the article and the considered primary source,
mm-hmm.
he's being told you aren't allowed to make corrections to it.
In general, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would be happy to talk to this gentleman.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So let's see, Jonathan Mayberry.
Yeah.
He's a New York Times bestseller. Okay, so now we'll see what does Jonathan Mayberry's article look like. Okay, I can make some guesses already. Did he try to edit it and then his edits were reverted, or did he say?
I'm not exactly sure. Like I said, the conversation was
it's already
short.
Tagged. Already tagged.
2008.
Okay. All right. So now I'm going to see, did he try to edit it directly? I'm looking at the history of the article, and if this goes slow, then we'll just go on because I know it's late. Looks like it hasn't been edited. It's only had a few edits this year. Whole bunch in 2013.
A lot in 2012.
Yeah, and a lot of anonymous. People think, oh, I'll edit anonymously, and they won't know it's me. We can tell. We can tell. There's a smell. You can. Yeah, because we look and we say, okay, if there's a certain anonymous or a red linked editor, and we say, okay, let's look at everything that editor has ever done. And if all they're editing is the same article over and over and over and over again, we're like, okay.
Or articles related to that article.
Yeah,
it's very obvious.
Yeah, we can smell it. Okay, so it doesn't look like there's been a bunch of controversies to the article. So what he should do, what anyone should do, is go over to the talk page. If you have an article about you, is go to the talk page of that article and say, can someone please add this? Let's see, so he's been editing it since 2008. Ooh, and here's someone, ooh, ouch. Is considered to be, at least by some, a relentless self-promoter, including using spam. That's just tacky to say. It may be true, but it's...
That's not how it should be handled.
Yeah, and if I see him, I'll apologize to him. And who said that? I mean, that's the kind of thing I might even block someone from the project for. 195 edits. Okay, so somebody is grinding an axe. Yes, sir.
About administrators, are they chosen by the community?
Yes.
They're chosen, but they have to put themselves forward saying, I want to be an administrator. So here's a case. When he decided he wanted to be an administrator, this was...
Actually, I was approached.
Oh, you were approached. Okay, all right.
There was an area that had no administrators that I was highly active in and have been for a number of years, and I was approached by other administrators offering to nominate me for admin ship. And then you go through this very tough, stressful, ulcer-inducing process that lasts a week.
Yeah, it's called Wikipedia Requests for Admin-ship, where the community debates
every little bit of your life.
And anything you've done, anybody you've pissed off ever on
comes
the project.
Out of woodwork.
Yeah, they just come out of the woodwork. So overall, he has a bunch of supports, but he has a few opposes, and...
You might want to scroll back up.
Oh, okay. So when you were young, you said some things you were not proud of.
Very, yes. I actually started working on Wikipedia as a vandal. my first 8 edits or so were as a vandal, and they were highly inappropriate stuff of a 14-year-old boy, if you can imagine. But because, and that stuff followed me for 8 years until I became an admin, and it still follows me today. I still get comments on it, and because I use my real name, it follows me in real life as well. I'm not proud of it, but at the same time, it's just something that happens, and I grew from it, and much more mature now, and the community obviously has the faith in me to do what I need to do, and so that's how it works. But it's very stressful.
You edited the pubic hair article.
Yes, I did.
Your third edit. Okay, yeah.
14 years old.
Always a good sign. So, but good for you, though, that you stuck with that account. Some people, what they would do is they would say, okay, I want to be administrator, and they would just dump the old account, create an entirely new account, and keep their nose completely clean on the new account. But you decided to go in and say, here I am, warts and all, and the community supported you. So, yeah.
My mom has a question. It was, sure. How soon can they catch destructive editing?
Sometimes instantly.
Yeah, there are bots. There's automatic scans. So if we see profanity go into an article, it's usually reverted within seconds.
And there are thousands and thousands of people, in addition to at least 10 or 12 bots that also are constantly watching everything.
Right. So anybody can go to recent changes, which is here. It's in the toolbox. And you can see all the edits that have been made. We'll probably see like about 30 seconds worth of edits. Oop, wait, I got the... I need to close the PowerPoint presentation. Sorry. Get this in there. Is it still showing? Sorry.
That way we couldn't see Tim's history.
Oh.
You won't see any recent history.
That was fortuitous.
I haven't edited since last night.
Okay.
I think.
Good or bad.
I mostly admin tasks.
Okay.
Most of my stuff that recently, Alanka's a content creator. She does a lot of writing, a lot of editing, creates some fantastic work. She's going to show you an article in a few minutes, I think, that she has done since being here at the convention.
Right.
But I do more administrative behind the scenes tasks.
So this is our recent changes page, and this is the time that this was done. So this is 7:08 Greenwich Mean Time. All of these edits were done at 7:08. So I'm just seeing in 1 minute on Wikipedia. Okay, now we're down to 7:07. So, and if I refresh, you know, it's already going to be completely redone. And there's people that all they do is go through and say, what is this edit? And then they pull up and they'll have a little pop-up and it'll say, okay, that looks like a reasonable edit. Okay, what about that edit? What about this edit? Basically, it's copied from Korean Thriller Big Bang. Okay, that edit might get challenged, you know, because there's no source at the end of it. You know, what is this list of zoos in the United States? You know, Coconino, okay, reasonable. And they're just going and looking at it's just what they want to do. It's like potato chips. And once it starts, it's really hard to stop. And they're called Recent Change Patrol, or sometimes New Article Patrol. I could go to a list and say, show me all the articles created in the last week. And I probably wouldn't look at the articles created over the last 10 minutes, me personally, because sometimes articles are created in stages. Someone creates one sentence, and then they put more and more and more. I'm going to look at articles that were created a day ago. And if there's still only one sentence, delete. then it goes. Okay.
I have another question.
Sure. Speak into the box.
All right. So my question is your revenue. So it says you get $20 million a year, but I think earlier this year, last year, you had a request when you went to the page that you want donations, $3 from everybody. Where does your revenue come from in general, and was that fundraiser campaign successful?
The fundraising goes on all the time. It's pretty constant. And Much of the revenue comes from users. There have been efforts by larger companies to come in and say, hey, I'll just buy Wikipedia. And the foundation, which is the nonprofit group which runs Wikipedia, said, no, we're gonna stay independent. I've talked to some of those people. They run out of San Francisco. And they see Wikipedia not just as an information source, but as a global movement, as a way of providing information just all around the world. And they feel
for free.
For free. And they feel very, very strongly about it. And the what is it? The trustees, the board. I forget the term, but the members of the Wikimedia Foundation is also an elected position as well. Not as many people vote for the foundation board members as do for ARBCOM because it's just a little more separated. But it is a choice, and they really care about the project. They have to in order to do this.
Yeah, the bulk of the funding comes from fundraising. Absolutely, and we are always fundraising. A little bit comes from grants from various groups, and I mean that's pretty much it. We're completely funded in that way. We don't have not a single advertisement on Wikipedia. We just don't do that. We want to keep it free for everyone, including free of advertisements. So 20 million in revenue, and that all I mean that we go through that quick. We need 10 times that amount to really accomplish our goals as well as we would like.
Let's see. And so, yeah, this is a way to donate. But there's articles you can go to on Wikipedia that'll say, here's the money and here's how it's being spent and here's our statistics. One statistic that tends to surprise people is with all these millions of articles, there are millions of editors, but most of them only make a few edits here and there. The bulk of the work on the English Wikipedia is done by
the top 10%.
Yeah, it's only a few thousand people. It's like a community, an online, almost like an online game community. And there's actually pages that discuss the similarities between a multiplayer online game and Wikipedia. There's a lot. Like
or in any nonprofit organization that 80% of the work gets done by 20%.
80-20, absolutely.
We're 80-20. Actually a lot more distant. Last time I checked, the top 1,000 contributors contribute more than the next 15,000 contributors. Combined.
Yeah. And status in the community is there's numbers like points in a game. How many edits you've done. You saw when I was looking at editors and I was saying, how many edits do they have? Do they have an actual user page or are they still a red link? That's a matter of status. And then there's more elaborate forms of status, which and he keeps referring to me as a content creator, which I appreciate. And you can tell that there's sort of a, she's a content creator.
definitely.
Yeah, because some people, but what he does is great. We'd call it Wiki Gnome work. He goes in and he's doing the mop and bucket and doing all the things that are keeping the wheels turning. Within the content creators, once you've created articles, and I've created about 500 articles, articles also have status. They have level. So I'm not trying to level myself up. I'm trying to level my articles up. So an article, we'll get to what starts as a stub, and then it's a start level article, B class. And then getting to a good level article, it's called a GA, good article. And if you have the right macros, you can see a little icon in an article with a little plus sign. Having good articles out there is big status, but the biggest status is having what's called FA, featured articles, which is an elaborate peer review process, incredibly political, can take several months to get an article to
very
featured
stressful
status, and you get a star. And I've got, I think, three or four FAs. There's a few editors that have got like 20 FAs, but even having one is really a feather in your cap. And there are even some people saying that no one should be able to be elected to the post of administrator unless they've gotten at least one article to FA status, simply because you have to learn so much about Wikipedia and policies and creating an article and going through all of these review processes. Do you have an FA?
No.
Do you ever do a good?
I have one good article.
One good article. Which one?
It's about a prison ship in New York.
Okay. All right, see. So, and also FA, it's called featured article because it means an article is at the level where it can be featured on the main page of the project, which will happen for one day, and it's really fought over to get an article of yours up to that front page.
So, being a non Wikipedia regular, I'll say.
Okay.
You know, how does an individual who does have some level of public notoriety that you know, they are notable enough, or an organization, that an article is written about them.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say, hypothetically, like this, the gentleman who I met earlier today,
mm-hmm.
that there's erroneous information within the article, mm-hmm. but there's not a whole lot of citable, verifiable sources
mm-hmm.
out there, such as a news article or something else, that would work in their favor to have the article corrected. So what's the easiest way for an individual that doesn't have a whole lot of verifiable sources or a whole lot of background that they can go out and get it corrected, the information corrected,
right.
Without spending 2 years back and
right.
forth.
To remove something from an article, the easiest way to do it is for them to go into that article, remove it themselves, and in the edit summary put three letters, BLP, Biography of Living Persons, and nobody's going to revert them. It'll have to be a discussion, because BLP is one of our core policies, that if an article's about a living person, it's held to a higher level of sourcing. So nothing should go in there, negative or positive, unless it's really tied down to a source. And if he just goes in and removes it, and says, oh no, he removed it at source, they're going to put it back. But if he removes it and says BLP, everyone's going to go third rail and stay away from it for a while. So that's where I would start. Next, if he wants to add information, he really needs to add it to the talk page and not to the article itself. And when he adds it to the talk page, he needs to include a source. It needs to be a reliable source. He is not considered a reliable source. It has to be a reliable published source. It cannot be a blog. It cannot be a message board. It cannot be, you know, just some Joe Schmo's website. But if it's been written in a magazine or a newspaper or a book, especially a book that has been published by a publishing house where university is in the title of the publishing house, like Harvard University Press or Oxford University Press, those have a lot of weight. If he wants to include information that has not appeared in one of these sources, he should call his local newspaper. So if he lives in Lakeland, call the West Lakeland Community Press and say, write about me, here's information, get it into that article, and then he has a source. But if the West Lakeland Community Press won't even write about it, why should it be on Wikipedia?
Probably should not be on there.
That's, okay, talk into the box.
All right, so who wrote your Wikipedia article, and have you been, do you want to change or edit anything in
it? I'm a special case because I've been around a long time, but I'll tell that story. When I first heard about Wikipedia, about 10 years ago, many, many years ago, because there were links to my website, Ilonka.com, and from Wikipedia, and I would go and I'd follow the link and it would say, site is down, server maintenance, and it was just always down. And like, okay, this site is never up. But eventually I got to it when the site was up, and I'm like, oh, this is an interesting project. And there weren't a whole bunch of articles, but I found it interesting. And then I went to a talk at a convention by a Wikipedia administrator. And after the talk, I went to him and I said, well, you know, there's things in Wikipedia that are linking to me. My name's appearing around the project. Should there be an article about me? And he said, sure. And he went and he created a little stub article and said, go ahead and fill it in. And I'm like, okay. And I do, boom, you know, all
things
kinds
were
of,
done a little bit differently back then.
Yeah, yeah. I had such oh my God, she's editing her own article. And I'm like, what? WTF, you know, because this guy told me to fill it in. So there was an immediate deletion discussion about whether or not I was notable for an article. And the discussion was yes, but stay the hell out of it. So, you know, I did my best to stay the hell out of it. And what I would do is I would post on the talk page, or I would send information to people and say, can you put this in the article? Can you put this in the article? When I got to the point where I decided I wanted to become a Wikipedia administrator, just like his early edits, that editing my own bio really came back to bite me, which I didn't know. And here's an administrator who told me to go edit the thing. So my first run at administrator, the community said no. Oh, she's a spammer, blah, 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 blah. And just making up some really ugly stuff about me, too, which I couldn't argue against.
It's very hurtful, too.
Yeah, yeah. And people were saying, look, Ilonka, you're never, ever going to be an administrator. The community, it's anti-authority. you've already got one count against you because you even had an article about you, regardless of whether you edit it, that you're notable means they don't like you. Just start from there. And that you edited the article, that's against you. And also, I have famous family. My grandfather was vice minister of finance for Poland. I'm related to a saint. Pope John Paul II canonized my great-great-granduncle. I had nothing to do with it, but it's there. So I would go in and I would, because I knew about these people, and I would, and I had sources, I had the books, and so I would expand those articles. But when I ran for administrator, people went, oh my God, she's just making articles about all of her relatives. I'm like, well, because I know about them, and I have source. But so my second run died as well. And people were saying, look, you're never going to be an administrator. Just change your name. Just go in and edit it some other account and just put the Ilanka account aside. And I created another account for a little while. And I did that, and it just didn't feel right. And I said, no, because I'm Ilanka.com. My email's Ilanka at Gmail. I'm Ilanka everywhere. I'm going to be Ilanka on Wikipedia. So then I went in a third time for administrator, and I had all my ducks in a row. Like, I did politicking, and I found someone to nominate me that was a really respected nominator, and I lined up a couple other respected Wikipedians to go in and support. And I still had some detractors, and it was one of the most controversial discussions in Wikipedia history. There's a page that lists controversial discussions in Wikipedia history, and Ilanka's request for admin-ship is up there, but I made it. I squeaked in, became an administrator. But there continued to be drama, because those who were opposed to me were determined that they were going to find a way to de-sysop me. So they were, like, watching me. If I spat on the sidewalk, oh, you need to resign as administrator. And that was political as well, because good administrators, and you do this as well, we say we're open to recall. If we screw up, if we get five editors coming to our user page and say, hey, resign, we'll resign. And so I was open to recall. But what I didn't think is that five of the people who opposed me would just go in and say, resign, even though I hadn't done anything wrong. So I didn't resign, and then that caused lots of screaming and yelling. But I've been an administrator for 7 years now, and I have not destroyed the project.
So it almost sounds to me as though a lot of the Wikipedia processes and policies are charging you as guilty before you have a chance to prove yourself innocent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And to me, I don't know about the others, but to me that seems flawed.
Wikipedia is very flawed.
It is an uphill battle.
Yeah.
It's not friendly to new people, right, as it should. Not as friendly as it should be.
Yeah, right.
There are a lot of us who try our best to be friendly. There are other outreach things that we do. We have some. Their IRC is a chat client that's been around
protocol.
Since the 80s. Protocol. There's got to be a technology guy in here. but we use it to chat, and a lot of people, especially people who want to write articles about themselves, end up in that place, and we help them figure out that, no, you don't need an article, or wait until someone else thinks you're notable enough, or show us sources, things of that nature. And then we also have, which is great, because unlike the rest of Wikipedia, that's back and forth instantly. So these people are getting answers to the questions that they want. They're getting the feedback that they need and they deserve. But that doesn't always happen. All too often, new editors or first-time editors or editors with no experience get treated inappropriately. And I think that's a great disservice to the whole reading community, because the whole point of this project is anyone can edit, and it's free, and it's available for everyone. And a lot of people, like some of the people point out in this room, do test edits or vandalize or whatever, but you can also turn around and become a positive contributor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, it's this thing of, yes, there are flawed policies at Wikipedia, and someone can say that policy is flawed, but then it's not just saying go fix it. It's a case of, if you really believe the policy is flawed, go to the policy page, go to the talk page and say, I think this policy should be changed. It's sort of like someone going to City Hall and saying, we need a new law. Well, City Hall has so many people coming in and saying, we need new laws and the speed limit should be 20 instead of 25, that they won't take just one person say so, or very rarely. They'll say, okay, you think that should be a new law, go out and get a petition. And if you can get 5,000 signatures, we'll talk to you. So Wikipedia, it's the same thing. If you think a policy should be changed, build a movement and get, maybe not 5,000, if you can get 100 people, that's a lot, all agreeing that something should be changed, chances are it'll get changed.
Okay.
talked about conflict of interest and stuff earlier on. If you covered it a little more, a few minutes ago I missed it. But would you like to give us an example of a conflict of interest involving you? I think the DragonCon page, perhaps?
Mm-hmm. With involving me?
Well, you being a panelist have somewhat of a conflict of interest as an attendee. I think
right.
You covered it. I think there's a right. You can use it as a demonstration.
Yeah, there's lots of policies, and we call them WP, Dis and Byte, and Boomerang. And there's one called COI, which is conflict yeah. of interest.
I think I commented on the DragonCon yeah. page, as you did as well, because
it's actually a guideline, not a policy, but yeah, that's a subtlety.
Should be policy status.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. There's probably discussions on the talk page about this needs to be
now,
a policy.
There are now yeah. policies related to COI editing. Yeah. You have yeah. to disclose everything if you're going to do it at all.
Right. So, I mean, if I was going to edit the DragonCon page,
I see it as
a little gray area.
Yeah.
I might go, I mean... Okay, Jared Diamond wrote a book called Guns, Germs, and Steel, won mm-hmm. the Pulitzer Prize. He's my cousin. So I was going, and I saw his article had maintenance tags on it and this and that, and I'm like, I don't live with him, but I've like babysat his kids and I've stayed at his house. So I went to the talk page and I said, this article needs help. I intend to go edit it. I'm an administrator, I understand about policies. If anybody disagrees with anything I put in there, please speak up. And then I waited, I think about a week, and no one said anything. I'm like, okay. So I went in and
That happens a lot.
Yeah, and then I went in and I made some changes. And then I went to the talk page and said, this is what I did. And I waited. Nobody said anything. Then I made some more changes. Well, this went on for about a month. And I said, okay, I'm done. Nobody said anything. So that's the way to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to if somebody changes something and I go in and I go, no, that's my cousin. You can't say that. Delete.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to lose my admin access over something like that. Yes. Speak into the box. Okay.
Do you think that a wiki could work if the articles in it were, very opinionated? A very opinionated topic?
Yeah. There's lots. Anything to do with the paranormal. Ghosts. There's usually a lot of hot discussion there, and especially things geopolitical stuff. So, I was on a working group. I was invited by ARBCOM to be on a work group for what's called edit wars, cultural and ethnic edit wars, because it was a constant problem. An article about Jerusalem, where the Israeli editors want it to be one way, and the Palestinian editors want it to be another way, and not just Israel-Palestine, but say Eastern Europe, where the borders have just been moving for hundreds of years. So there might be something like, there is a town, and there is a river in that town. What should the article title that river? Because there's a Hungarian name for the river, there's a Slovakian name for the river. To us, that might not seem like a big deal. To the Hungarians and Slovakians, it's a big deal. So if they can't resolve it through consensus or through policy, and then if they go to the talk page and a Hungarian feels like they're losing, so they go to the Hungarian Wikipedia and say, hey, I'm having trouble on the English Wikipedia, come on over, I need more editors to bolster our argument. Slovakian editor goes over to the Slovakian Wikipedia, says, battle on the English Wikipedia, invites over Slovakian editors. This happens all over the project. So it requires sometimes a lot of patience, and again, looking to see which editors are participating in a good faith manner. And try to make sure that there's this thing called undue weight, where just because you have a bunch of sources that say something doesn't necessarily mean that the article is being neutral. The goal is to have an article that has a neutral point of view. And most articles do a pretty good job of that. Some don't, but it's a work in progress. It keeps going.
Are there any wikis where they specifically want to display the different opinions of people?
The different opinions in an article should be the different opinions of the published sources about that topic, not the opinions of the editors working on it. If editors are inserting their own opinions and they're not sourced, that's against policy.
Anybody else?
So it's sources, sources, sources. Sources, sources, sources.
Oh. I'm just curious as to the sheer fact. Doesn't that kind of kill the point of it all when they start telling people, okay, you can't do this because you're related to them, so therefore you're going to do something that's opinionated. If you're putting forth information like what, how, like how you went about it, and nobody mm-hmm. said anything, mm-hmm. wouldn't the most knowledgeable person on the subject be the best place?
Well, to source it depends on the person.
Okay.
You know, I've many times I've seen PhDs come in and say, I'm Dr. So-and-so from University So-and-so, and the article should say XYZ because I know better than all of you. And we say, well, provide your sources. I don't need to provide sources. I'm Dr. So-and-so from University So-. It's not a valid argument. And how the hell did they get a PhD if they don't know how to cite sources?
Where did you publish your paper on this topic?
If they publish a paper, they can cite their own paper, absolutely. The problem is that there's so much spam coming into Wikipedia that the editors are kind of shell-shocked from all of it. That if someone has a conflict of interest, somebody's got Joe's used car lot, he comes in, he creates an article, Joe's used car lot, and then goes to every article about every type of car, and at the bottom of the article says, oh, and go to Joe's used car lot to go buy this car. It happens thousands of times a day. And so Wikipedia editors do have a bias against those with a conflict of interest, saying if you have a conflict, you're probably going to screw up the article.
I know school, they do not allow us to use any information from Wikipedia in
papers.
They make
a lot of money to edit textbooks that are needlessly revised every year.
Yeah.
And for our research papers.
I want to make one clarification and then a separate comment about what you've just said. The first clarification is there's not a policy that says you cannot edit as a conflict of interest editor. Mm-hmm. There's a policy and guidelines that say how to best edit.
Right.
You can put stuff on the talk page, you mm-hmm. can email people, you can comment on it, you can, if it's a major biography of living person's violation, if there's an article about you and it plainly says that you're a pedophile and you are not a pedophile, that you can remove that and we're not going to stop you. Mm-hmm. We will probably back you on that because that's huge. Mm-hmm. But there's just different processes, there's different ways to go about it. A lot of editors I know have major conflicts of interest, include paid editing, which is a very hot button topic right now.
Yeah.
There are a lot of editors who get paid to edit on behalf of companies.
Mm-hmm.
And
Congress as well right now.
Well, yes. and there are ways to go about doing that, ways that conform to our policy. And we have some very great paid editors who are great content creators. But for the most part, we have paid editors who are not great content editors, content creators, and they really have no business doing what they're doing, and so we put a stop to that because it's unfair bias. But there are always ways to edit, and nothing is set in stone one way or another. And then the other, my comment about Wikipedia, schools not allowing Wikipedia, I work for a school system north of here in the Northeast Georgia Mountains, and they don't allow it in my school system. I don't agree with that, but what I've always told students, what I told my fellow students in college, is even if they don't allow Wikipedia, there's this great section at the bottom of every article that's called, you know, it's your sources. It's where you get all this information from. So, you know what? If your teacher won't allow you to cite Wikipedia, you have 50, 30, 20, sometimes I've seen 500 sources that you can cite. Because what we consider a reliable source, generally, we want it to have some editorial oversight. A newspaper has an editor. A book has an editor. A TV video from a television news station has an editor. It's got resources. You know, my favorite part about Wikipedia is if I know nothing about something, I can learn a lot really quick on Wikipedia and then go to the bottom and find lots and lots of sources to be able to back up all that information.
Yeah, well, I have used the sources section, but like I said, we cannot actually cite from Wikipedia.
And if someone does source a Wikipedia article, don't include the URL as your source. Instead, there's a link over here that's called permanent link, right there. And if you click on that, it'll give you the URL, it'll give you the link to the article, but also with a number on it. And that means you are now sourcing the article at that moment in time. You can say, I'm sourcing it to the Wikipedia article, and here, this is what it looked like at that nanosecond. So it's a much better way to source articles.
that right there exactly was the reason that I was given when I was in community college 8 years ago and high school 11 years ago, that they wouldn't accept Wikipedia. That's the only valid excuse I've ever heard for not accepting it.
Because articles change all the time?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And in fact, school districts in Georgia actually says that, but they actually cited it in a letter home to their parents. They said, according to Wikipedia, right, it was a purple drank. They, you probably know all about purple drank. Mm-hmm. School district, no, cough syrup and soda and Jolly Rancher and stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That doesn't surprise me. We get some weird stuff.
I just want to add to that, because when I went to Cal State Fullerton, we could cite basically any web page. The number one thing was to include the date and time.
Right.
In this sense, even with your ID, which I think is great, as long as you cited the date and time because of historical reasons, which I admire what you've done here, but I'm really surprised that any university would prevent that. It just odd to me.
More and more universities are getting on board. We have got a lot, I know more than 10 universities in the United States alone that have Wikipedians in residence now.
Yeah.
As well as many across the pond. We've got a lot of universities, including the University of Georgia and Georgia Tech, both actually have classes on Wikipedia, about Wikipedia, and which classes about Wikipedia often cause issues for us admins, but it's getting better because it is becoming so well managed. You know, when it first came out, and then when I started in 2006, my very highly, highly inappropriate edits lasted for a little while, and they never should have. If I made the same edits today, they would be reverted in a tenth of a second because of some of the words in that edit. Literally one-tenth of a second, it would be gone.
Right.
And yes, you'll hear, you know, I hate how much coverage the news media gives to when someone finds a major issue in an article that sat there for 5 years. And that happens, and it's generally some obscure article that no one's ever read, or even completely fake articles.
Yeah.
And it happens. We're not perfect, but we're growing. And what you really should take from that is whenever it's brought to our attention, whether it's brought to our attention through traditional good means, letting us know, or brought to our attention by the media covering it, it gets fixed in as timely amount of time as possible. None of us are experts on everything Wikipedia. There's 4.5 plus million articles right now in the English Wikipedia alone. I may have read 10,000 of them. And I'm not an expert on any of them.
There's also this template called So Fix It. When somebody says, that should be changed, that should be changed, so many times we just link this template, which doesn't include, and just puts this paragraph right on the page. Thank you for your suggestion. When you feel an article needs improvement, please feel free to make those changes. Wikipedia is a wiki, so anyone can edit almost any article by simply following the Edit This Page link at the top. Wikipedia community encourages you to be bold in updating pages. Don't worry too much about making honest mistakes. They're likely to be found and corrected quickly. If you're not sure how editing works, check out link how to edit a page, or use the sandbox to try your editing skills. New contributors are always welcome. You don't even need to log in, although there are many reasons why you might want to. So this is what we aspire to. Don't always get there, but if you see something, fix it. It's a sandbox. It's a place on the project that gets deleted on a regular basis. So you can type anything you want and not worry about it.
Which one?
Are you familiar with and do you enjoy the use of, if you do, Uncyclopedia and Encyclopedia Dramatica? from all the stress and rigidity and properness and following all the rules that you have from as that much involvement in Wikipedia, sometimes going to a place that is basically revolved around doing everything but what you're supposed to. Would you find,
you know, there's
any pleasure there?
There's a lot of pages on the internet, and I'm familiar with Encyclopedia Dramatica. I don't participate there. Other people do. You know, if I have free time, I'm probably going to be playing a game, to be honest. You know, I got Dragon Veil on my iPhone here. I've got Minecraft. There's a time suck for you. There, you know, so many projects, so little time.
Let me see, you have a personal dislike or something. You have a personal dislike or something. You just get frustrated from having to arbitrate somebody else's debate, and you just go on there and it feels good to just type, this guy's a jerk.
If I'm frustrated, I don't want to leave Wikipedia for some reason. There's something I want to do. On my user page, I have a link. Let's see if I can pull this up. I don't know. Let's just go there directly. User Ilanka. Because something in here is interfering with the link. It's waiting. It's almost there. There. I have a to-do list, and I have a link to one of the cleanup categories, disambiguation pages in need of cleanup. It has thousands of pages that just need little mindless tweaks. And anytime I get wrapped up in a dispute, I'll just go do 10 or 20 disambig pages. There's a couple hours gone out of my day, and I'm fine. There's so much. If anybody wants something to do, there is this thing called WP Cleanup. And you don't have to be an administrator. Any editor can do this. And
there's a lot more for administrators to do.
All pages needing cleanup. There's things where they just need dates reformatted or punctuation fixed or just all kinds of little
things that wiki knows like I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Updating coordinates.
Yeah, copy editing. An article. Yeah, fix a link. Wikify. Oh, let me go to Wikify. What is it, WP Wikify? Is that what it is? Okay, okay, so this, where's the actual articles? Let's see.
Backlog.
Point where? Oh, backlog. Yeah. 36,747 pages in the Wikify backlog. And these are probably articles where someone came in and they just dumped a bunch of information. So
it's not formatted in the correct way. Right. The headings aren't right. There's not links appropriately.
Right.
The references aren't formatted correctly.
So I'm and these are all sorted by month. So I'm just picking the August 2014 batch. Here's a whole bunch of articles, and I'm going to go to Barbary Roma Nord, which I'm just choosing randomly, which actually doesn't look too bad. Okay, then I say, okay, I want something that really needs my help. The Battle of Kalamun. Let's see. And I'll just kind of randomly click around. And okay, so this article uses bare URLs for citations, which may be threatened by link rot. All right, so where is it down here? It's actually the article doesn't look too bad.
There's no wiki links in it.
Oh, okay. So so just going in and reformatting the citations and saying this citation goes to this site and this is the last time we accessed it. So you like see
who
this
the
one.
Author is,
yeah.
That kind
see
of
here it says this link, it was Oliver Holmes, November 19, 2013. It was on Reuters. We checked this link on November 2013, and there's a whole bunch of here that don't have that information. So it'd be great if someone could just go through and check is the link still good? You know, is it an article? Who wrote the article? Attribute and those things. That's hours of work on one article. So
yeah.
If I need to blow off steam, that's the kind of thing I do rather than go to Dramatica. But
yeah.
Everybody's different. I know many editors and administrators who go to Dramatica. Fine. Yeah.
I know of them. I only go to them to find out information. Unfortunately, sometimes disputes and very dramatic disputes on Wikipedia get carried over onto other sites. Where there's not any policies on what you can and can't say, and sometimes I will go, if there's a dispute that I'm working with, to find that information, to find out what else is going on behind the scenes, because there's a lot going on that we don't know about, and sometimes it's easy to find and sometimes it's not. There are pages on both sites and many more about me as an editor or as an admin and how many things I've deleted off of Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I'm what many people call a deletionist. I don't agree with that.
I'm an inclusionist.
but because I work in an area that requires lots of deletions, I have a very high deletion count. So it's
yeah. This is, I just found a good example of Wikification. So someone came in and created an article that has this one line. And then someone else, they could have deleted it, but they said, okay, well, that sounds like it's probably somebody who may be notable enough for a bio. It just doesn't have any sources. So they tagged it. They're all the tags. It needs categories. It needs citations. It needs links. So it just needs a person to go in and check, is this real? Are there sites? So we gave the article the benefit of the doubt and didn't delete it, thinking,
We gave it a week. It hasn't changed.
Yeah, and if it doesn't change, then it's going to go. But yeah, there's lots of work to be done on Wikipedia.
My to-do list is over 45,000 things long.
Yeah.
I'm one of maybe five admins that work in files. A lot of people don't like working with images and files and media files, music, videos, because copyright law is a pain in the rear end. Especially with respect to those, and especially in respect to the different countries where content's created. The English Wikipedia is not just for America, it's for the whole world. And so we have to, our servers are based in America, so we have to obviously meet U.S. copyright laws or fair use policies, but we also have to be considerate of other copyright laws in other countries. And so because not very many admins want to work in that area, I always have things to do.
Yeah. One of my favorite areas on the project is the disambiguation pages, which is just an area where I say it'll say this word Porsche could link to several different pages, and there's a specific format that these things are supposed to be in. And if somebody says, "Oh, it's pretty good, but there's a few things," these don't have descriptions, so they'll tag it as disambiguation page needs cleanup. So I like going in because I know disambiguation policy really, really, really well. And I'll just clean it up, but it is like potato chips. You do one and you do another. This is an article. This article did not exist before DragonCon. Star Long is one of the guests here, and I was on a panel with him on the first day of DragonCon, and I was just researching, and I saw that his business partner did have an article on Wikipedia, Richard Garriott, but Star didn't. And Star is notable, and he's got tons of sources. So I said, "Hey, I'm going to write an article about you. Is that okay?" He said, "Sure." I said, "Can you give me a picture?" He said, "Yeah," which is always great because you got to get specific licensing on pictures. So he contacted his wife, and his wife sent me a picture. And in between panels over the last 2 days, I wrote this article. And I've
got those sources.
Yeah, tons of sources.
That's an article done right.
Thank you. And I've also put it into what's called the DYKQ, which is on the front page of Wikipedia. There's a "Did You Know" from Wikipedia's newest content. So within 5 days of creating an article, it can be nominated for DYK, and there will be a hook put on it. And so I'm going to put, "Did you know that Star Long, game developer, who's producer of this game, was also director of the original game Ultima Online?" Just a little Jeopardy question. I just enjoy this kind of stuff.
When are you going to do mine?
Do you have sources? For Star, it was easy. I go to Google, I look up sources, I go to scholar.google.com, I go to books.google.com, I have, through Wikipedia, I have JSTOR access.
I have newspapers.com access from Wikipedia.
Yeah, and through my local library, I have access to the World News Bank, so I can see archives of libraries going back decades. And let me see, we got, that was CLI, Wikipedia, and I'm going to go, okay, so this is the DYK section here. And it's just little hooks. And these also go through a review, and it took me like 6 weeks to get the article on I had one on DYK last night.
I've had two total.
Yeah, and it's something else that you can kind of take credit for on your user page. So let's see. I'm going to need to go back because the links aren't working because of the way the projector is going. So user Ilanka, and if you create an account on your user page, just put something. It doesn't have to be as elaborate as mine, but you say, "I'm on Wikipedia and I enjoy working on articles about carpentry or cooking or whatever." Just something about yourself. You can see that most people will list the articles that they're most proud of. So these stars are the featured articles I've done. The green crosses are the ones I've done that have been promoted to what's called good article status. And then I list down here, again, you don't have to, but these are all the articles I've created or substantially expanded on Wikipedia. Some people will list their articles, some won't. Also, if you get involved, there's a newsletter called Wikipedia Signpost, which comes out once a week and is a great way to stay in touch with what's going on in the community. The new featured articles is Wikipedia in the news, just kind of general community building stuff, saying, you know, here's what's going on. Another question? The box is in front of you. Also, I know we've gone over an hour, but I'll answer as many questions. I'll answer as many questions.
I was going to collapse face forward in front of you to give you an answer.
You were going to what?
Collapse face forward in front of you to give you an
answer. Okay. Are you saying we need to wrap up?
I'm just two
more questions. Okay.
What are the biggest things that make Wikipedia better than something like the Encyclopedia Britannica?
Ooh. I can think of several. You guys want to? It's not.
I think probably the best thing of it is that it has the capability to be updated real world time, you know, in time, you know, as things are happening, as opposed to, you know, in Encyclopedia Britannica at its height of popularity, it was published once a year, if I'm not mistaken. So constant updates.
My opinion on it is it's content created by the masses for the masses, and it's free, which is nice. I just like the whole project. To me, it's inviting. I spend way too much time on Wikipedia. 25 hours last week I spent on Wikipedia. That's a little bit more than a hobby.
Yeah,
it's an addiction.
It is an addiction. It totally is. You get to your watch list, you're just refreshing your watch list. Okay, these are the articles I'm watching. So I completely agree with what these guys say. It's very current. And a fun thing that I do is whenever there's a big current event, like when there was an earthquake out in the Midwest, and I live in St. Louis, I went and checked, and boom, there was already an article about the 2012 earthquake. Yep. And then you just watch the article grow as editors just all come pouring in information. When I want to find out what's going on with the Ebola virus, I go to the Wikipedia article, because I can get more comprehensive information than I can from news sources.
That's sourced, comprehensive sourced information.
Yeah. Summarized.
I was having a discussion last night about how oftentimes these days news media outlets report something, and then 2 days later they're reporting a retraction, because they're trying to be first.
Right.
And first is not always correct. So, you know, we're way more correct sometimes.
Yeah.
And there have been times, and the media has even picked up, there have been times that we were before any major news outlet to have something posted. I was awake editing Wikipedia from my college dorm the evening, our time, that Steve Irwin died. And it was on Wikipedia before any of the major newswire services got a hold of it.
Yeah.
Because some obscure editor in Australia who had some connection to it happening found the first, or not happening, but some connection to the crew, found the very first Australian newspaper to comment on it and put it on there.
Yeah, and when Michael Jackson died, people ran to Wikipedia to find out if it was true or not. It actually crashed the project.
Robin Williams.
Yeah. Also, another way Wikipedia is better is that Wikipedia is not paper. You can give as much information, as much space as you want to a topic if there's enough sources for it. Whereas Encyclopedia Britannica, because it's limited in space, even if it weren't limited in time, you get like a little paragraph on each thing. So if I'm working on medieval Turkish monarchs and I want to write a couple pages on each one, boom, Wikipedia is perfect for it. Okay. Any other questions?
One more question. Anybody?
All right. I guess I would summarize then by saying let's bring it.
Anything else that drives people contributing to Wikipedia besides what you've mentioned?
Obsession.
Yeah. I mean, often a lot of new editors come to Wikipedia because they either want to add information about something they know, or because they're upset about something and they see something. It is a very common thing. They hear about somebody complaining about some information on Wikipedia, and maybe they get involved in a dispute on Wikipedia, but then they find that they like the project and they stick around. I wish I knew more reasons that people came to Wikipedia, because we, the project, mm-hmm. keep reaching out to universities and say, teaching students how to edit Wikipedia. But even when we teach them everything, some people, they just, it's not Never their goes. Thing. Yeah. You know, and we'd love to have more people editing Wikipedia, but it's a game that's not for everybody. Anybody that wants to participate on Wikipedia, sometimes it can be intimidating to think, I gotta write an article.
Right.
But what I would do is get a source first, Time magazine, Newsweek magazine, a book that's a factual, reputable book from your library, and go through it and find a fact that you think, that's a cool fact, I'm gonna put on Wikipedia, and find a place to put on Wikipedia. If it's not there, put that fact in, and you've already got the source that you can put right there. And it's just kind of a way to get your feet wet and kind of get involved with the project.
And another reason, one thing that I know, and I know you know as well, is people find things that they like to do and then do it at Wikipedia. I heard you say something about copy editing. We love copy editors. We need more copy editors. Please copy edit
please,
for
please,
us.
Please, please, please.
We have a guild of copy editors, and mm-hmm. they are always having drives trying to get articles copy edited. For style, content, grammar, spelling, punctuation, no matter what it is. I started predominantly in the files. I work in files. We've got a lot of content. We've got a lot of people who edit simply because they want to put their photographs on Wikipedia. They want to release it under a free license so that everyone can see it. We've got people who all they do is comment on things. We've editors who just want to give their opinion. And a lot of people may think that's not helpful, but it actually is, because these people are our readers, and if they have comments, then they're just as valid as everyone else's comments. We have people who, you find something you want to do or something you enjoy doing in another aspect of life, and you can come do it here. There's a whole project of people who all they do is record themselves reading Wikipedia articles.
Yeah.
Which is great
for
some of our people who are vision impaired and might want to listen to an article or whatever, if there's a topic you really like and you don't have 10 hours a day to read all about it, I've seen people put that audio file on a media device, MP3 player, iPod, whatever, put it in their car and play it while they're driving 2 hours to work every day. There's something for everyone at Wikipedia. It's just finding it, finding what it is that you want to do, what you enjoy, and then doing it, and then expanding your horizons. I started in one thing, now I do 10,000 things.
Kind of like Dragon Con.
Like along with
that. Wikipedia can expand to consume all available free time.
It is. And it's for the most part, there's always going to be negative. And I do apologize that you had to go through a long-term, drawn-out, nasty situation. But like you said, you think you're happy with the current resolution. And I'm glad for that. And there's always going to be negative, but it's a community. We're all there for the same reasons. We have no life, and we enjoy editing Wikipedia, and we're addicted.
Yeah, and we want to improve the project.
And we want to improve the project.
Most of us, not all.
There's always some people who don't, and sometimes we turn those people around. I have no quorum saying that I was a vandalizer, and I turned myself around and realized that actually editing for a good reason is a lot more fun than vandalizing.
And harder.
More challenging. And my wife gets mad at me with the amount of hours I spend on Wikipedia, but it's great. You just got to find what you enjoy and do it.
And I think that's a great way to wrap up. Thank you all for coming. That's DragonCon. That's a wrap.
Thank you.